You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days of Our Lives fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your full roster of weekly spoilers for Monday, April 29th, all the way through Friday, May 3rd. I don't even know how we got into May this fast. It's crazy. I've got so much to unpack. I've got at least 4 spoilers for you for every single day, a couple of days. I've got 5 good stuff happening as we step into our first full week of May sweeps. If you haven't, please click subscribe, and now let's jump right in. Monday, April 29th is season 59, episode 176 of Days, and we have Teresa going off on Alex Kyriakos. She is furious he spent the night with Kristen DiMera. Now, it definitely looks like he and Kristen are getting ready to do the deed, because he said she was just going to have him like lay in bed shirtless to let her daughter walk in on them, which, I mean, let's be honest, is not the sketchiest thing Kristen has ever done. And he's like, well, that's not authentic enough. And, you know, I don't know if you were watching how close you guys were watching that, but there was tongue action between the actors. You could clearly see it in Thursday's episode. So it was like, okay, well, there's that. And before the field trip to the aquarium, Brady Black gets to spend some bonding time with Rachel Black. Of course, Kristen basically tricked him into doing the chaperoning because she didn't want to be around elementary school terror children. And Constantine Milionis goes back to Teresa. He wants her help with that prenup, the one that he had no choice but to sign and that wound up in the safe. I don't know if he wants her to talk to Maggie or he wants her to find a way into the safe to steal it, something like that. Trip and Wendy leave town. They say goodbye. They are headed away on Monday. Wendy's grief is getting the best of her. Trip bought tickets for them to Hong Kong to spend time with her parents. And I hope they find Lee Shin alive over there. We'll see. Kayla wants her husband Steve to play nice with John Black and smooth things over. That takes us to Tuesday, April 30th, season 59, episode 177. Chanel Dupri is sick. And her mom, Paulina, and her new husband, Johnny DiMera, are both very worried. They should be worried. Paulina was radioactive when she put her daughter into the cab of the snowplow. You're supposed to stay at least 6 or 8 feet away from somebody who's had that radioactive treatment. I did some research on it. Even so, if you're healthy, it typically won't affect you. But if you're pregnant, it can be a big deal. Chanel and Johnny have been kind of going at it nonstop. I'm wondering if she might be pregnant. We'll find out more next week. Marlena wants to know why Everett quit therapy, and I'm sure he's not going to give her any straight answers. And Constantine has activated the pawn, and he has control of John Black and orders for him to follow. Meanwhile, Julie finds out that Maggie Horton is planning to marry Constantine, and boy, she doesn't like it one bit. That takes us to Wednesday, May 1st, episode 178 of the current season. EJ wants Paulina gone as mayor. How dare she call him in and criticize his job performance and imply that he is being biased? We all know he's biased. And she's very upset about the Stefan thing, the Tate thing. There's a whole lot. And EJ's answer, instead of, I don't know, proving he's not corrupt or doing a better job, is to try and take her job. It's not enough to be DA. Now he wants to be mayor. Meanwhile, Sloan and Eric are fighting about money some more. And Chanel's health is spiraling and getting worse. And Nicole has her new job at The Spectator, and she's really surprised to find out that Eric has a job there too. So obviously the good word that Leo put in seemed to pay off. Thursday, May 2nd, episode 179 of season 59. We've got Ava Vitale and Harris Michaels back at the bistro. They've got to find that black book of drug contacts that Gil had hidden there so they can give it to Clyde Weston so he will bugger off and leave them alone forever. The problem is Stefan made Ava give him back the keys to the restaurant because he has decided to run it himself, and he demanded the keys back. She had no choice but to hand them over. So now Ava and Harris have to break in to try and find this. So, I mean, my gosh, Harris has completely just let Ava corrupt him. Not that he you know, has a spotless history. He was a brainwashed killer at one point. So in terms of his history, this is more benign, but it's still very disturbing. Kristen and Stefan make progress with their plan to get EJ booted and banned from Demera Enterprises so he cannot be the CEO. EJ is picturing himself as mayor of Salem and CEO of Demera Enterprises. He has a huge ego that they need to deflate. Meanwhile, Sloan goes to Leo Stark and tells him, "You are cut off. The gravy train is over. No more money. This is ruining my marriage. This is ruining my life." That's fine, but Leo told her that he wasn't going to stop blackmailing her until she gave back the baby, and she still hasn't done it. So she can cut off the money, but she knows there's consequences. Meanwhile, Marlena talks to Roman about how worried she is about John, and I wonder if they're going to be seeing signs now that Constantine has activated the pawn. Meanwhile, Eric and Nicole find a groove as they work together at the Spectator. And this is very interesting because of a Friday spoiler. So Nicole's having some issues with EJ, the way he's behaving, that horrible non-apology that he made to Tate after he was supposed to make a public apology. She's not happy about any of that or his attitude or anything that he's up to. But, you know, EJ is just not apologetic at all. All right, Friday, May 3rd, 2024, season 59, episode 180. Maggie talks to John Black and Marlena Evans and tells them she is getting married, and they're very worried. Literally no one she has told that she's getting married has gone, "Oh, that's great. I'm so happy for you. That seems like a good idea." Just all these red flags around this. Everybody has a very bad feeling about Constantine, John in particular, because the last wife, the one that Constantine divorced, just went missing out of nowhere. Nobody's heard from her, so this is not a good look. Eric corners Sloan and he point blank asks her if Leo is blackmailing her. So again, executive producer Ken Corday said Sloan was going to give back the baby and in such a way that Nicole and Eric don't find out the truth. So definitely looks like it's happening in May sweeps because everything is coming to a head. Nicole spends some time talking to Marlena. She talks to her about her worries about her daughter Holly and also about feelings she's having for EJ and Eric. Mixed feelings, conflicted feelings, because EJ's being a prat and Eric, you know, is having problems in his marriage, and now she's working with Eric again, and yada, yada, yada. Leo goes to EJ and tells him a life-changing secret on Friday after Sloan cuts off his gravy train. I cannot wait to see what happens. Those are all of our weekly spoilers. Subscribe if you haven't. Definitely drop your comments on what you're excited to see, and be sure and come back soon because we are here talking Days of Our Lives 7 days a week. And as always, I'm Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.